Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards?
Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life. Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to day 327 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Ignoring pain won't make it go away. More often than not, it makes it worse. Pain is a signal, a tool, and it shows us what is important and what is demanding our attention. It is a blessing meant to remind us when to take our hands out of the fire, because fire is beautiful and attractive, but also incredibly dangerous. And if you fail to acknowledge pain and the danger of such, you can't react and tend to that pain, which will only set back that tedious process of healing. If you ignore the fact that you are lonely, you will only feel more isolated and alone. If you are understanding of the fact that you are feeling lonely, you can start to offer yourself the things that you need to feel less lonely. If it's physical connection that you're craving and that's not an option, either through platonic snuggles or with a close friend or partner or a pet or even a good pillow, you can invest in a weighted blanket or a heating pad or a shoulder massager. Or you can practice self-holds. If you wrap your arms around your chest and your stomach on your bare skin, I promise if you hold it there long enough, it works. I've done it, I promise. If you're craving more social or emotional connection, you can call a friend. You can schedule a FaceTime session with a family member. Or you can get in an online chat or Discord or Facebook group. But ignoring the fact that you feel lonely by numbing or avoiding won't cure your loneliness. It's only going to make you more aware of it when you see others around you receiving what you're craving. So I'm saying this in an effort to remind us all to welcome grief, to welcome sadness, to welcome bigger, harder feelings, and to welcome pain, because all of those heavy emotions are there to tell us something, tell us that we've loved, to tell us that we've lost, to tell us to embrace humanity without grasping. And all of us as humans feel these things, some more than others, of course, but these are an adaptation meant to protect us and keep us healthy. And if we remember that and we listen to these signals as what they are, then we are less likely to keep hearing them. It's like when the Yelp people call me for advertising money. They'll call every single day and I'll avoid them because it's physically painful to talk to sales reps sometimes. But when I actually answered the call and I listened, I realized I was uninterested in the product, but also couldn't afford it. So I communicated openly and those calls stopped. I was able to stop the constant signaling in less than 2 minutes by turning towards it and hearing it out. Avoiding that call that keeps coming through will not make them stop calling. So answer the fucking call and listen to what it has to say. And if it's something important, don't ignore it, or it'll keep calling you again and again. Instead, take accountability for what you can and can't afford to address in the moment, and be honest and upfront, and turn towards it. And if that doesn't stop the calls completely, it will at least buy you a little more time to get ready for the next one. And if this call metaphor isn't working, I simply mean, don't ignore the shit that's bugging you. Anything that feels painful or scary or overwhelming typically has something important behind it that needs to be addressed. And the more you build up walls around that shit, the more power you give it. So instead of building walls, build tables and invite whatever you fear or causes you that pain to sit with you. And ask it plenty of good questions. Get real with it. And then see if anything changes. Because avoiding shit, ignoring shit, disregarding shit that is meant to signal that we have shit we need to address will not make the shit that needs to be addressed disappear. It will just make it pile up and get worse. So turn towards your fear. Address that shit face first. Welcome it because it's not going anywhere. And recognize that it's temporary, like everything else. And once you address it, you can move on and be done with it fearlessly. Because you deserve to live life fearlessly. You will survive it. Just turn towards it, address it, and welcome those signals. Because that's all they are, is signals. And signals are meant to help you, not hurt you.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast, or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.